With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Christmas in Bethlehem will be still this year with no public celebrations planned, as correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Celebrations in biblical town Bethlehem, revered by Christians as Jesus' birthplace, are usually attended by thousands of people from around the world. But this year, Bethlehem prepares to mark its second Christmas under the shadow of the war in Gaza. There are almost no tourists. So Bethlehem's Christmas celebrations will be somber and muted in deference to the ongoing war in Gaza. There'll be no giant Christmas tree in Manger Square, no raucous scout marching bands, no public lights twinkling, and very few public decorations or displays. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Caitlin Clark has been named the AP's Female Athlete of the Year following her impact on women's sports.
It's certainly been a special year.
Caitlin Clark, after ending her amazing college career after her Iowa team lost to South Carolina in the NCAA title game.
I don't have much time to, you know, sit around and sulk and be upset, and I don't think that's what I'm about either.
Clark broke the NCAA Division I career scoring record for both men and women, finishing with 3,951 points. Shortly after college, she was the top pick in the WNBA draft and played for the Indiana Fever. I'm Shelley Adler.
American Airlines briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical problem just as the Christmas traveling season kicked into overdrive and winter weather threatened more potential problems for those planning to fly or drive. Government regulators cleared American flights to get airborne Tuesday, about 1 hour after the FAA ordered a national ground stop. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 390 points. This is SRN News. A Christian realtor is in trouble.
Wilson Fauber has been found guilty by the National Association of Realtors of violating its code of ethics by quoting from the Bible. Fauber, a Virginian native, went on social media in 2015 to express his hope that the Supreme Court would not legalize gay marriage, explaining his position based on Scripture. Two other realtors dug up those comments and submitted them to the NAR in hopes of getting Fauber expelled. He is considering a lawsuit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge ruled Missouri's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment. But Planned Parenthood says it still isn't able to resume providing abortions in Missouri. That's because the judge left in place licensure requirements for abortion facilities, which Planned Parenthood says it can't currently meet. Missouri is one of five states where voters approved abortion ballot measures on Election Day. This is SRN News. A UN-backed agency has warned that famine is continuing to spread across Sudan.
The hardest hit areas include two camps for internally displaced people in El Fasher, North Darfur, and two regions in South Kordofan State. The Famine Review Committee of the Integrated Food Phase Classification has identified another 17 areas at risk of famine. It was first confirmed at North Darfur's Zamzam camp in August. Sudanese authorities blame the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, for blocking aid, an allegation the RSF denies. The government has also been accused of disrupting the IPC's analysis process, which helps target aid to areas where it's most needed.
BBC correspondent Richard Kagoy reporting. Sudan's been roiled by a war since April 2023, which has killed more than 24,000 people. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.